Ladies and gentlemen, the 2010 National Hockey League champions, the Chicago Blackhawks. Ladies and gentlemen, the First Lady of the United States, Michelle Obama, accompanied by NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman and USA Hockey Executive Director David Ogren.
Hey guys.
They're back. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome, and it is an honor to be here with the Stanley Cup champion Chicago Blackhawks here at the White House with the First Lady. And it's also an honor to be here to announce the collaboration the NHL and USA Hockey has with the First Lady's initiative, Let's Move. We all need to work together, particularly at this time, to help the nation's youth lead more active, healthier lives. In fact, we need everybody to be more fit, especially children. We've got to get them outside and get them away from video games and other things that are less physically active and are things that don't provide the same lessons that sports, real sports, provide. So we're here today to announce that the NHL and USA Hockey will work together to break down the barrier and introduce the game of hockey to new children across this country. As part of our collaboration with Let's Move, we are announcing that November 2011 will be designated as Come Play Youth Hockey for Free Month.
Yeah! We'll Woo! Free!
Free.
Free.
No catches. We will be working with NHL teams, players, hockey industry leaders, alumni, and USA Hockey certified coaches to leverage new and existing grassroots initiatives such as our Hockey is for Everyone initiative to get more kids to come out and play our great game. And we have already started inspiring young people throughout this country to try hockey with a PSA campaign featuring the First Lady that we launched at the NHL All-Star campaign in January. So now I would like to introduce the leader who inspires us all to do a little more, to move a little more every day. But before I introduce you formally, Dave Ogren, who is the executive director of USA Hockey, has a USA Hockey jersey to present to you.
Here, you do this with me, Gary.
We'll put you in the middle.
Now we have
look,
to turn
look,
it around.
Oh, this is me. This is Flotas. You guys know what this means? First Lady of the United States. Yeah, this is so cool. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is terrific. Yes, please.
So with the Stanley Cup champions who ended a 49-year drought for the city of Chicago's hockey fans, for a team that embodies everything good about hockey, hard work, determination, teamwork, the Chicago Blackhawks, it's my pleasure to introduce the First Lady of the United States, Mrs. Michelle Obama.
Thank you. Hey, everybody. You guys fired up, ready to play? All right, I gotta talk a little bit first. I'm gonna talk first, and then we'll play, all right? But let me start by thanking NHL Commissioner Bettman for not just that kind introduction, but for everything that he and U.S. Hockey and the NHL has done for Let's Move and for kids. We're just so honored and proud to have them be involved in this. And I also want to thank all of you, everybody here, all the kids for coming today, because this isn't just, this is a special day, because last year we started something called Let's Move on the South Lawn, because we decided it would be pretty cool if we invited kids from the community to come and play where? In the backyard of the White House, right? Pretty cool. So this is the first Let's Move on the South Lawn for 2011, and we are just delighted to have you guys here. So give yourselves a round of applause, yay. So we do a bunch of different things in the South Lawn series, and today we're gonna have some fun and play some street hockey, all right? Yeah, yeah. And I'm gonna be quick, because I know you guys have been sitting out here, it's getting cold, you're ready to play, but I do wanna recognize Dave Ogren and everyone at USA Hockey and the NHL for doing their part to make it easier for kids in our country, all across the country, to play hockey and to stay active. It's a very good thing for them to be doing. I also wanna thank my hometown team, the Chicago Blackhawks. Yay, Blackhawks. But we also have, in addition to the Blackhawks, we have some members of the Washington Capitals team who are here today. Yes, give the Washington Capitals. And you know how special it is for you guys to have these pro athletes here taking the time out just to be with you. That's pretty cool, right? So we're really grateful, because they don't have to do this. They're going the extra mile because they care about your kids, you kids, and health. So these are some of the best hockey players. You guys, watch it over there. These are some of the best hockey players in the world, so they know a thing or two about this game. And I know that they're looking forward to teaching you guys some things, okay? So you make sure you listen and, you know, you learn something, because a lot of these players started out the same way you are. Many of them just picked up a stick, they found some friends, and they started to play. And whether that was on the ice or on the street, because a lot of hockey players started playing street hockey. So today is about learning some skills and having some fun, but it's also about getting the exercise that you all need to grow to be healthy and strong. So this is about fun, but this is also about your health. That's what I want for all of you kids here and all kids across the country to be healthy and active and be able to do great things because you feel good. And that's why we started this program, Let's Move, about a few years ago, to make sure that kids eat healthy food and they stay engaged. Because being healthy doesn't just make you a better hockey player or a better athlete, it makes you a better student. Because what we found is that the healthier you are, the more active you are, the more you can pay attention at school, the more it helps you keep up with your friends on the playground. It gives you the energy that keeps you from getting sick. That's why, in addition to eating right, we're encouraging kids like you to move for 60 minutes every day. Do you guys do that? Do you move at least 60 minutes every single day? And that can be anything that makes you move fast. It can be walking your dog. It can be dancing around in the living room with your mom, a little dancing, right? It can be running around with your friends or playing hockey, baseball, that's true. It can be any of that, but 60 minutes a day. It can be inside or outside, and that's what kids need to do every single day. And if you're doing that, you're doing good stuff, but there's some kids who aren't doing that. And you guys have to be the ambassadors for the other kids in your communities and your school who aren't getting that kind of exercise. And another thing that we're trying to do and encourage that for kids who get 60 minutes a day of exercise for 6 weeks, you know what you can do? You can get a President's Active Lifestyle Award. Yeah. And you know how, if you're interested, you can get online or ask your parents to go to presidentschallenge.org. That's online. We can get you that information, and you can compete for this award. It's really fun to do. I did it, and I got my award because I didn't want to be telling you to do something that I hadn't done. So it's pretty fun, but you have to do it consistently. So that's something else you can do. But for now, it's time to have fun. Are you ready?
Yeah!
All right, so I hope you guys have a good time. I hope you guys have had fun here on the South Lawn. You've enjoyed being right in front of the White House up close and personal. Make sure you listen, right? And thank all the players for coming out, okay? So with that, let's get going. Let's get moving. So I'm gonna throw out the puck.